I think they feel oftentimes that they're more restricted in their creativity and in the form that they can choose. Students, in my experience, really enjoy doing the creative writing, but there isn't as much of an emphasis on that in education these days, simply because we're trying to do job readiness skills.
What sort of things were you able to pick up with your experience that have helped you in the classroom through Teens Write?
What I have noticed the most is the camaraderie, the community that the kids build during that week of time. They have what are called response groups where they bring their work that they've been forming on their own to the group to get peer feedback. And that is an enormous, it has great effect on them and on their process. That's something that there's not as much time for in the regular educational setting, but due to the success that I have had at Teens Write, I'm integrating it more and more often to really have the kids go through the writing process and not just do the first draft and then turn it in kind of thing.
Well, on the 9th, on Monday, when Teens Write begins, tell me what, if someone were to walk in, what they would see, what they would hear, what happens?
Typically, on a typical day, what we'll do is we convene at 9 a.m. and we have a quick write, something to get the kids' ideas sparked for the day. We immediately want to get them writing. It could be a prompt. It could be a short walk to somewhere on campus where they may find inspiration. It could be a prop or several props that they could choose from for inspiration. Then we have either a lesson for the day where we may discuss different genres, or we might discuss the importance of developing character and how you can develop character. We'll either do a lesson or we'll have a guest speaker.
Which brings me to our other guest in the studio, Tamara. You're one of the guest authors that will be speaking?
Yes, I should be there Monday.
You should be there Monday. You have an interesting story on your travels to become a published author. Now, is it true you started a novel when you were in seventh grade?
I did. I started it in seventh grade at Southwest Junior High. I had an interesting semester that year, and I had too much time on my hands, so study hall became my favorite part of the day. I would sit down and write.
What was the novel about?
The novel's about a kidnapping, and the published book still has a lot of the same plot details that the original book did. I was a young teenage girl, and I just wanted to write something exciting. I didn't really know what was going to be the rage or what would sell. I just wanted something I would enjoy writing, and so I chose a kidnapping, and people have often asked me, why did you choose a kidnapping? I cannot rationalize what went through my 12-year-old brain, but young people have so much creativity. When I go and speak to schools or these groups like this, I'm amazed at the ideas they have. I wish I still had that kind of creativity as an adult. So I pulled that idea out of somewhere, and I wrote a book with it.
So you would go into study hall, and you'd get out the pen and just start writing?
Yeah, I actually brought it.
Oh.
It's fun to see. This is it. It was pencil, not
pen. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You wrote very, very small.
Well, it got smaller. It started out really big handwriting because I thought bigger is better, and I wanted this giant book. And then I realized it was more about how many words I could fit on the page than how many pages it was.
So this is for the benefit. Oh, I see. These are all folded over.
Yeah. I wrote it like a book. I thought you had to open it up.
Were you an avid reader at this time?
Oh, very. I read several books a week. I always had my nose in a book.
So what I have here is a stack. I mean, it's about, I don't know, 3 inches thick of just these folded, narrow, and college-ruled pieces of notebook paper with your book.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, is this page 324?
That was 324, yes.
So what did you do once you were finished with this?
Once I got the book written, I decided I needed to revise it, of course, and proofread it. And I didn't want to do that with a pencil and eraser. So I typed it up. My dad helped me because I hadn't taken keyboarding yet in school. And we got it into the computer and started making changes and revising it and went that way.
So your father is helping you?
Yes.
Encouraging you?
Very much.
Did he have any history as a writer or a...
He talked a little bit about some short stories he'd written in school. I think both my parents kind of wanted to claim that they'd given me the idea of writing, and my mom said she'd done short stories in school too.
But they didn't laugh. They didn't. They thought this was a great idea.
Oh, they encouraged me so much. In fact, once I got older and read through that first draft and saw how erroneous it was, they could have laughed at me and I would have quit writing right there because it had so many mistakes in it. But they never let on. They never told me how bad it was. And that encouraged me. I thought it was great. I thought that writing was my calling and I just kept going with it.
So you did submit it for publication?
I did. When I was 15, I submitted it to publication, but it got rejected and a couple of other things happened along the way and I put writing on the back burner for about 10 years.
But then?
And then when I was married and I had a child, my mom sent me, you know, those things that your parents collect, the stuffed animals
yes.
and baby teeth. So my mom sent me this great big box that was full of all these things of mine that she'd collected. And inside was this book. But not only that, it had the floppy disk that I'd saved it to. So I didn't even have to retype it. It was all there. So I just sat down and I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get it published just like I always wanted. And as I read through it, I realized how wrong it was. So I started changing it, and several years later, I did finally get a publishing contract for the revised book.
That's an amazing success story.
It is awesome. And what's great about it is at any point along the way, if I had quit and really quit, it would not be a published book today. But I kept on going, and I brought it too.
So we can compare here.
Yes.
This is the seventh grade study hall version, and here is...
That's the published book. And it's here because I kept going. And I did quit for about 10 years, but I started up again. So to me, it's proof that if I really want something, I can make it happen.
Perilous is the name of the book.
We should
mention. Is it available online? And
it is. The easiest way to find it is probably on Amazon.com. You can find it in some bookstores like Hastings or the bookstore on Dixon Street.
Nightbird?
Yes, that one. But the easiest place is on Amazon because they have millions of copies. And you can get it on my website as well. And just for...
I love this. You came in with a lot of stuff. I love this.
I did. And this is the sequel. It came out two weeks ago.
Wow.
And the book was featured in Arkansas Gems for 2011 as well.
It's called Altercation.
Mm-hmm. And that I wrote as an adult.
Not every teen who takes a teen's write camp ends up a published author.
No.
But that's okay.
It is okay because the whole purpose is to let them get to do what they like to do. You know, being published may not be their goal. It may just be to explore their thoughts or to have time to sit and look at the world.
How many teens will be in this camp?
Well, enrollment isn't finalized yet. We typically have in these camps anywhere from 10 to 20 students who attend.
Deborah, what advice would you give someone, especially if they're 12, 13, 14, and they're writing?
I would say keep on writing. Don't stop. Because I look back at those 10 years where I quit, and I regret that so much. Because I could have maybe gotten that book published in high school, at the very latest in college. I would be 10 years ahead of where I am now, where I'm just now getting my foot in the door as a published author, have many books that I'm trying to get published. And I think that my skills would have continued to improve at that young age. And a lot of times when we're 12 or 13, we don't think about how it's going to impact our lives as an adult. I certainly had no idea that the book would someday be published and I would spend a lot of my time going around and speaking to people about writing. And if I could have just envisioned a little bit, where is this going to take me as an adult? It would have changed my life. I didn't even major in creative writing in college. I would have changed everything I did. And this is what I love to do. This is what I want to do, and I wish I'd realized it earlier.
Your degree's in English.
It is in English.
From BYU.
Yes.
Brigham Young. So you weren't writing in college.
No, I wrote essays.
Did it even occur to you?
It didn't.
Huh.
Not until I finished with college, and I was working, and I had some free time, didn't have any kids yet, and that's when I started writing again, and that's when I realized this is what I love. This is what I want to do. In college, writing to me was essays, and I wrote hundreds of them. But creative writing didn't even occur to me.
Ellie, do you write?
Yes, I do. I write as often as I can. I mainly just write for myself. I am not trying to get published. Sometimes I toy with the idea of a blog when I get a little bit more time.
That's the secret, right?
Yes.
What else should we know about Teens Write?
Well, Teens Write is next week, July 9th through 13th. It is sponsored through the Writing Project and through the University of Arkansas. The kids who come are typically changed by this experience. For many of them, this is their first time to meet other kids who share the same passion that they share, and they don't feel so alone anymore. And they develop these friendships that do last, and they're looking forward to seeing each other the next summer. So it is not just school. It is not all about grammar, although we touch on it for helping them. But it is, again, it's about just inspiration and that feeling of empowerment within themselves.